Please be seated. It is very important in life to eat well, to have good nourishment. You have to drink milk. You have to have protein. You have to eat your veggies. You have to eat all those things that are good for you so you have strong bones, you keep growing, and you're healthy. If you eat badly, you'll end up looking like your bishop. But if you eat well, you'll be healthier and happier all your life long. After all, what we eat really becomes a part of us. We assimilate those veggies and vegetables and proteins and all those good things. We make them a part of who we are. But there is one food that actually makes us a part of it, and that is the bread and wine, Holy Communion, that we receive at Mass. We actually become a part of the sacrament we receive. When we receive communion, every time you receive communion, you're becoming a little bit more a part of Jesus Christ. His life, His great love, His mercy, His goodness. You actually share more and more in the life of God. You actually become a part of God by receiving Holy Communion. And then when Mass is over, you are strengthened to live the Christian life, to be a giver and a server, someone who loves, someone who makes this world better, because you have become strengthened by Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. This is always a highlight of my year when the cathedral is filled up with First Holy Communicants. And I am proud not only of you, but of your parents. And I'd like to say a word to the parents in this cathedral. You have all sorts of responsibilities as moms and dads to keep these kids well fed, to make sure that they get out and play, that they're safe, that they're protected from harm, that they're hosed down at a regular occasion and get plenty of rest. But you also have what is truly a holy responsibility, a sacral responsibility. You shared in the Creator God in bringing these young people into the world. And part of your responsibility as parents is to pray for them, is to stand before God and ask God to watch over them. Pray that they might one day have life everlasting in heaven. And there's things you should be doing as a family every day. Prayers before meals, it doesn't take much, but it shows that you're a Catholic family that gives thanks to God for the food on the table, where God is in your home. When your kids go to bed at night, when they're young and even when they're older and teenagers, besides saying goodnight or kissing them or tucking the little ones in, bless them. Make the sign of the cross on their forehead. Say, God bless you. What comfort and reassurance those kids have, knowing that even if the day has been rough and maybe mom and dad got a little irritated, at the end of the day, mom and dad blesses them. And you have to be men and women, husbands and wives, of prayer yourselves. The statistics about family prayer are simply amazing. In a house where mom and dad just hold hands and pray the Lord's Prayer together takes 2 seconds. The chances of divorce or major trouble statistically go down to nothing, disappear. What is it about that moment where a husband and wife say prayers together, say the Lord's Prayer, for example, that makes all the difference? It is because you're welcoming the endless power and love that is God into your home, into your marriage, into your families. So pray together. And if you have the time, just mom and dad to say a decade of the rosary or read a passage from the scriptures. Your kids will be watching that. You don't have to pull them by the ear into it. They'll see you as people of prayer, and they will realize you value God in everything you say and do, not because you're perfect, but because you know the Lord. And then I'd say, remember those words of the gospel. It's not just the folks who say, Lord, 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 who enter the kingdom of the heaven, but those folks who try to do what God asks. They're a house built on a rock. The storms may come, the winds may blow, but nothing will shake it. So besides the beautiful communion dresses and the boys in white shirts and ties, moms and dads have to be faithful to the Eucharist themselves. You wouldn't miss a meal. We can never miss being together on Sunday to worship, praise, and thank our God and show the next generation more by what we do than even what we say, that we are a Eucharistic people. And then young and old, all of us, at the end of our time on earth, we will be gathered together at another table, the table that this altar represents. We will be with God our Father. We will see our God face to face. We'll be with all those people who've gone before us, those we've known in this life, and ancestors who prayed for us before we were born and are probably interceding for us right now in heaven. We'll be with Mary and Joseph, all the saints and angels, and we will know what we were made for. God, His endless love, and His simply abundant goodness.